Good morning. It's Saturday, the 15th of August, 2026, and this is your AP Joan UK Daily Security Briefing. Starting with ransomware, we're tracking 60 victims across 17 groups in the past 48 hours. The big story is The Gentleman, a group that's been quietly operating, is now at the center of a 19-victim surge, targeting businesses across Brazil, Italy, Germany, the US, the UK, and Australia. It's a broad international campaign hitting retail, technology, professional services, and crucially, healthcare. First Coast Heart Vascular Center in the US was among their victims this cycle. Shiny Hunters deserves particular attention. They've claimed 5 victims, but 3 of them are major US healthcare organizations: Cook Medical, Baxter International, and ShareCare. That's a concentrated hit on the American healthcare sector in a single window, which is concerning. Separately, Shiny Hunters also dumped 1.6 million RingCentral account records after an extortion attempt. That story broke through the register overnight. Keelin posted 9 victims across Belgium, Singapore, Austria, the US, Spain, and Denmark, including Penlink, a US government and defense technology firm. Storm claimed 6, with 2 healthcare targets: Rude and Riddle Equine Hospital and the Canadian Mental Health Association. Global Secret Group claimed Columbia University's dental information systems. In total, 8 healthcare organizations were claimed across the 48-hour window. Now to the wider security picture. The most urgent story of the day, a vulnerability giving attackers full administrative control of Macs, is now under active exploitation. Ars Technica is reporting this overnight. If you're running macOS in an enterprise environment, this warrants immediate attention, summonarsian, and patching. European law enforcement scored a significant win. Hackers have been arrested over a 30 million euro bank fraud that exploited a flaw in a financial service provider. The investigation spanned Germany and Brazil and resulted in multiple arrests. Scotland's government is dealing with a potentially widening data breach at the Crown Office, the country's public prosecutor. Dark Reading is reporting the breach may be broader than initially disclosed. Ukraine has found an NVIDIA AI chip inside a newly recovered Russian missile, raising renewed questions about export controls and how sanctioned hardware continues to flow into Russian weapon systems. NIST is reportedly looking to AI to help handle the surge in vulnerability disclosures, as AI-powered bug hunting continues to flood the CVE pipeline faster than human reviewers can process it. And in a strange legal footnote, a man suspected his court was using AI to process filings, so he embedded adversarial prompt injection instructions directly in his legal documents in an attempt to manipulate the outcome. The case raises real questions about AI use in judicial processes. That's your briefing for Saturday. Patch your Macs, keep an eye on the Shiny Hunters' healthcare disclosures, and have a good weekend.